As we know, we just entered into Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's very important to mention the different additions that were made into our Amidah, and the things that we change our Tefillah and Amidah as well, and things that are extremely important to change to make sure. There are five additions made into the Amidah, and two changes. The five additions, the first one, of course, comes before the first Beracha in the Amidah, Zochreinu L'Chaim. The second one comes before the second Beracha. The third one comes after Modim. The fourth one comes before the last Beracha, and the last one would be Oseh HaShalom Yirmav. These are the five additions. These five additions that we make, they are not Me'akev. That means that if a person forgets one of these, he does not have to repeat his Amidah. And not only if he forgets, but if a person already continues to the next Beracha, and he says Hashem's name in the next Beracha, already he shouldn't go back to that previous part to make that addition. Those are for those five additions. There are two more changes that we make in Amidah, which is HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. These are much more me'akev, they're much more essential for the Amidah. So a person has to make sure to take a lot more care not to forget or not to miss these, and it's a lot easier to forget if you're not following in the Siddur, because if a person misses, for example, he forgets HaMelech HaKadosh, he says HaEl HaKadosh by accident. Or for example, he doesn't even remember. I don't remember that I say HaMelech HaKadosh or HaEl HaKadosh, and time passes by. If he continues in his Amidah, then he has to go back to the beginning of the Amidah. He has to repeat the whole Amidah. If the whole Amidah finishes, and he forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah. For HaMelech HaMishpat, the halakha differs a little bit in regards to if a person forgets HaMelech HaMishpat and he remembers later on in his Amidah, so you go back to the beginning of that Beracha. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah. The only time you'd have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah is if you finish the whole Amidah and then you realize, I didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat. So then, in that situation, you finish the last Yul Ratzon, and then you realize, oh, I didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat. Then as well, in that case as well, you would have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah.